Welcome to the Real AI Podcast, featuring highlights from the first and most popular weekly newsletter about real estate and artificial intelligence for real estate agents and brokers. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and these are the highlights from this week's Real AI newsletter, February 9th, 2026. Now, here's your AI hosts, Miles and Grace.
So you know that feeling, right? When you finally find that one piece of software that just clicks.
Oh, yeah. After months of trying things.
Exactly. You fumble around, you try a bunch of apps, and then boom, there it is. You find the one, you get comfortable, you learn the shortcuts, and you stop looking.
It's a great feeling. It's like finding, you know, a really comfortable pair of shoes. You just want to live in them.
It is. It's relief. But here's the thing. In the world of AI, that feeling of comfort, it's actually a trap.
A really dangerous one.
Yeah, because while you're getting all cozy with your favorite tool, the actual ground is shifting right under your feet.
And that is the perfect setup for what we're looking at today.
And to do that, we're pulling from a pretty heavy-hitting source. We're looking at the Real AI newsletter, specifically Volume 4, Issue 6, which is from February 9th, 2026.
Right. And for anyone who doesn't know, this is not just some random blog. This is, I mean, it's widely seen as the industry's leading source on this stuff.
It really is.
It's written by Kevin Hawkins, who is just a massive figure in this space, and his son, Corey Hawkins.
These guys really live and breathe this stuff. And so our mission for this is pretty clear. We're going to explore this concept Kevin calls the ABC rule for AI adoption.
It sounds so simple.
It sounds simple, but it's actually kind of profound when you dig into it. And then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what the real estate world actually looks like in 2026.
And that includes some hidden risks, like something called shadow AI.
And AI slop, which just sounds delightful.
It sounds like something you'd find behind a school cafeteria, but it's a major business risk. So let's start with that core advice, the ABC rule.
Okay, let's unpack this. ABC. You know, in sales, we all heard always be closing.
The mantra.
Right. But Kevin Hawkins flips it. He says ABC stands for always be comparing.
Always be comparing. And he's not just saying this to, like, give you more homework.
Right.
He's saying it because of that comfort trap you just mentioned. See, most people, they just gravitate toward the AI that's closest to their workflow. It's just human nature.
Of course. Like, if I'm a Google person, I'm probably using Gemini just because it's right there. It's frictionless.
Exactly. And if you're in the Microsoft ecosystem, you're leaning on Copilot, and if you're a real estate agent, the data shows you're probably defaulting to ChatGPT.
Because it's the Swiss Army knife. Yeah, that's what everyone talks about.
The problem is myopia. When you get comfortable, you get nearsighted. AI tech advances at this. Just a ridiculous speed.
Unbelievable.
The advantages between tools shift not yearly, not quarterly, but like monthly, sometimes weekly.
Wow.
So if you assume your go-to tool is the best just because it was the best 3 weeks ago, you're probably missing a huge upgrade that your competitor is already using.
And Kevin has this really specific kind of funny story in the newsletter that just nails this. I'm calling it the selfie incident.
Oh, I love this story. It's so relatable.
So picture it. He's at Inland Connect in New York, the big conference. Kevin is outside a Broadway theater, and he sees the actress as Cynthia Nixon.
Okay, very cool. Celebrity sighting.
Very cool. He gets a selfie, but there's this big LED screen nearby, and it casts this horrible red glow all over their hair. It just ruins the photo.
The classic lighting nightmare. You get the moment, but the photo itself is just trash.
Totally. So Kevin does what he normally does. He opens his go-to tool. At the time, he was using Google's Gemini, you know, powered by that Nano Banana tech.
I still can't get over that name. Nano Banana.
Sounds like a smoothie ingredient, right? Anyway, he asks to fix the red glow. Nothing. Fails. He tries again. Fails again. Now, a normal person, probably me, I might just give up.
Or just post the bad photo with a caption like, bad lighting all.
Exactly. Or filter to death on Instagram. But Kevin applies the ABC rule. Mm-hmm. He takes the exact same prompt and the exact same photo and puts it into ChatGPT.
And I'm guessing the result was a little different.
Shock and awe were his words. ChatGPT fixed it immediately. Perfect hair, red glow gone. But here's the kicker. This is the part that really got me.
What's that?
2 weeks before that, ChatGPT couldn't do it.
And that is the whole takeaway right there. It's not that one tool is always better. It's that the capabilities are constantly flip-flopping.
Yes.
1 week, Gemini is better at text. The next week, ChatGPT is crushing image edits. If he hadn't practiced always be comparing, he would have just assumed the tech couldn't do it yet.
he would have accepted a bad result because his habit, his comfort, blinded him to the solution sitting right there.
It's wild. Yeah. And that brings us to the deeper layer of this ABC rule. It's not just about getting a better selfie. It's about risk management.
Okay.
Kevin and Corey frame this as an insurance policy for your business.
An insurance policy? That sounds, I don't know, a little dramatic for a piece of software, doesn't it?
You'd think so, but not when you consider how reliant we are on this stuff. I mean, think about it. What happens if ChatGPT just goes down for 3 days?
Panic. Absolute panic. I've seen it on X. When there's an outage, people act like the entire power grid just went down.
Right. Or what if a specific feature you use for all your marketing just disappears overnight?
Does that actually happen?
Yeah.
I feel like they usually add features.
It happens more than you think. The newsletter has this great case study with Artlist and 11 Labs.
Okay.
So the Hawkins team, they were using Artlist for voice cloning. They picked it specifically because it had this great tone control feature.
Right. So you can make the voice sound excited or serious.
Exactly. Super important for nuance. Then overnight, Artlist pushes an update. New interface and the tone control feature. Gone.
Just gone. No warning.
Goof. Now imagine you have a listing video that needs to go out today. If Artlist was the only tool they used, their whole production line would have just ground to a halt.
But because of ABC?
Because they practiced always be comparing. They already had a backup account with 11 Labs. They knew it could do the job, so they just switched over.
Yo, downtime. No panic.
Zero.
I think a lot of people, I'll include myself here, we look at paying for two subscriptions that do kind of the same thing as a waste of money. Like, why pay for ChatGPT and Claude?
Right. It feels redundant.
Feels like you're just burning cash.
And that's the mindset shift. It's not waste. It's insurance. I mean, Kevin makes the point that paying 20 or 50 bucks a month is pennies compared to the thousands of dollars in value you get. The real cost is when your one tool vanishes and you're left completely scrambling.
It's like having a spare tire. You don't think about the cost of the spare tire until you get a flat.
Precisely. No. In this market, you will get a flat eventually.
So practically speaking, what does this look like for someone listening? I mean, no one has time to test every new AI tool every single week.
No, of course not. We all have jobs to do.
We have clients to show houses to.
And Kevin clarifies this. It doesn't mean always be switching. That would be insane. It means always be checking.
Okay, good. Because I definitely don't have time for that.
Wait, the advice is just to build a little routine. Every couple of weeks, run your normal tasks, you know, editing an image, writing a listing description through two similar tools to see what happens.
Just a spot check.
Exactly. He says to check for new superpowers. Or even just ask your chatbot, hey, what updates have you had recently? It's just about keeping your eyes open so you aren't blindsided.
I like that. Comparing is the mindset. Checking is the action. That's a really good way to put it.
It is. And it's so necessary, especially when we look at the broader state of the industry. The newsletter references the 2026 Delta Real Estate AI and Leadership Survey. Right. And the numbers are just staggering.
Yeah, let's get into the stats, because this isn't the early adopter phase anymore, is it?
Not even close. Okay. According to the survey, 97% of brokerages say their agents are using AI. 97%.
Okay. That's effectively everyone. If you're in a room of 100 agents, 97 of them are using it.
And look at the flip side. The number of brokerages not using AI, it dropped from 22% down to just 4% in 2 years. That's an 82% decline in non-adoption.
So if you aren't using AI in 2026, you are the unicorn, and not in a good way.
You're bringing a knife to a gunfight, and the number one use case is still content creation. Blogs, emails, social posts.
Which makes sense. That's the low-hanging fruit. It's an immediate time saver.
It is. But here's where it gets interesting. Despite this almost total adoption, there's this huge undercurrent of fear. 55% of brokerage leaders say data privacy and security risks are their top concern.
So everyone's using it, but over half the bosses are terrified of the security risks. That feels like a major contradiction.
It is. And that disconnect leads right into one of the big headlines from the newsletter, Shadow AI.
Ooh, Shadow AI. It sounds like a spy novel. What is it?
Less spy novel, more a compliance nightmare. The WAV group reported that Shadow AI is one of real estate's biggest hidden risks. And basically it means brokerages and MLSs. They just don't know which tools their agents are actually using.
I get it. So the brokerage provides a safe approved tool, but the agent finds some random free app online that works a little faster, and they just start using that instead.
Exactly. And they're feeding client data, you know, financial details, private information into these totally unvetted tools That's shadow AI. It's the invisible tech stack that the brokerage can't see or control.
And when you have 97% adoption with no oversight on what is being adopted, you've got a ticking time bomb.
You do, because a lot of those free tools are free for a reason. They're harvesting your data to train their models.
Which connects to that other headline they mentioned from CNET about something called OpenClaw.
Right, the open source AI assistant.
That one actually scared me a little. It's described as this digital servant that doesn't just write text, it goes out and does things, but it has zero guardrails.
And that's the danger. It's powerful because it's unrestricted. But if an agent installs that without understanding the security, they could be opening a massive door for hackers. It's like leaving your front door wide open because it's easier to carry the groceries in.
And the agent isn't trying to be malicious. They're just trying to be efficient.
That's right. It's a delicate balance. You want to compare tools, but you have to make sure you aren't handing the keys to the castle over to some sketchy app.
And there's another risk here, too, that isn't about security. It's about quality. We have to talk about the slop.
Yes. The headline from The Atlantic, "The Unsettling Rise of AI Real Estate Slop."
I feel like I know what this is just from the name.
You've definitely seen it. It's the AI-generated listing descriptions that are just flowery nonsense. You know, everything is nestled in a tapestry of whatever.
Yeah.
But it's worse than just bad writing. It's the virtual staging photos that set completely wrong expectations.
Oh, I hate this so much. You see a picture of a living room with perfect lighting and furniture, maybe a roaring fire.
Mm-hmm.
Then you walk into the house and it's a dark, empty box with a stain on the carpet.
Exactly. The AI creates a perfect version of the home that just doesn't exist. And the article argues it's backfiring. It creates a trust deficit. The buyer walks in, feels deceived, and immediately distrusts the agent.
It's the uncanny valley of real estate. It looks real, but something's off. And the reality is just a letdown.
It's laziness. And it connects to a similar issue from a Fast Company headline they highlighted. Companies replaced entry-level workers with AI. Now they're paying the price.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. They fired all the junior staff to let bots write the code and thought they were saving a ton of money.
And they realized that while AI can provide the raw material, the code, the draft, it can't fill in the cracks. It doesn't have the human context of why a decision was made.
And now there's no pipeline. They have no junior staff learning the ropes to become senior staff later on.
It's a short-term efficiency gain for a long-term talent drain. And in real estate, if you replace all your junior marketing people with a bot, you might just get slop instead of good storytelling.
It really feels like the big theme of 2026 is calibration. You know, we went through the hype, we went through the explosion of tools, and now we're trying to figure out how to use this stuff without breaking our business.
That is the perfect word for it, calibration. And that's why Kevin's advice is so on point. Always be comparing isn't about finding the coolest new toy. It's about constantly calibrating your tools against reality.
Being deliberate, not just letting the algorithm drive the car.
Exactly. Don't fall asleep at the wheel just because cruise control's on.
Wise words of advice, Grace. And that's this week's Real AI Podcast. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy. Thanks for listening. And until next week, keep it real.